Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Welcome to Heater Newman Gymnasium, ladies and gentlemen. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated, an excavation and road building contractor serving all of Southern Oregon. The JV game just ended here with the Lincoln Cardinal defeating the Grants Pass Caveman JVs 70-62. That one just over as we took the air. The crowd is a little sparse tonight, but there are lots of other things going on in town. First of all, it's Christmas season. It's Friday night. There's lots of shopping going on. We also understand that there's a fairly significant football game going on at the same time. And if you're at home watching the football game, we appreciate you listening to KLDR tonight. Because of the football game, it's being carried on where we normally broadcast from KAJO. We are on our sister station, KLDR, tonight. That's the scene as the varsity teams are just now taking the floor to get ready for their warm-ups. The 20-minute warm-up clock has yet to start. There's something new in the gym tonight. We'll tell you about that when we come back right after this word from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. As we mentioned earlier, there is a new addition to the Heater Newman Gym, and that is the shot clock that is now predominantly displayed at the on the stanchion of each basket, each end of the court, a 35-second shot clock. Now, during the JV game, we did not see it start once, so I don't know if they're operational. I suspect that they are, but we'll see how that works out in the game and how that affects the flow of the game and the coaching standpoint from all of that. Once again, not a bad turnout here early for the student body. It's beginning to fill up, and of course, as we get closer to tip-off time, we expect more and more people to come in, but we do understand that there might be a sparse crowd tonight because of the intense competition with we understand there's a theater presentation tonight. There's lots of Christmas shopping going on, of course, that silly football game going on. Well, that's the scene here, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for word from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Cape Madden timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Time now for a word with head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, obviously your team has to be ready tonight. How much time have you really had to spend with them?
We've spent a lot of time thus far. We gave them 4 days off for Thanksgiving this year, Chuck, which is usually a day longer than we did. But we've been working hard. It doesn't seem like enough time that we haven't been able to get all of our stuff in, but we're as ready as we can be.
Okay. First of all, is everybody healthy? I know the flu's already been going around.
Yeah, I know everybody's healthy from what I know. We've been lucky so far to where the flu bug hasn't hit us really hard yet, but injury-wise, we're just dealing with a couple knee bruises and bumps and stuff like that. But other than that, we're healthier this year than we were last year.
Well, that's good news. Now, what can we expect from the Grants Pass Caveman basketball team this year in terms of style of play?
You're going to see us try to speed the game up. You know, we have the 35-second shot clock this year, but our goal will be to create a little bit of chaos and run and gun a whole lot. And we have a lot of guys that can do some good things in transition, so that will be our goal. However, tonight, we're actually going to slow the pace down a little bit because Lincoln, that's kind of their style, too, with how they play. So we're going to actually try to take about 20 seconds into the play clock, really work in the half court. We feel like if we can get Lincoln in the half court tonight, that will be better for us than trying to run in transition like we will do with some of the other teams.
Generally speaking, when you try to speed things up, that means, first of all, you've got to have a defense and rebounds to get the basketball. How do you stand there?
A defensive rebound will be probably our biggest challenge this year, Chuck. You know, we struggled with that last year. We work on it in practice. We talk about it all the time, and it's an emphasis for us. But, sometimes our players think Luke's going to get it. Sometimes they think that Peyton's going to get it. And so sometimes we let the easy ones go. So that's a point of emphasis that we're trying to point out. And basically I tell the boys last night that if you rebound well and you out-rebound them, even if it's by two or three rebounds, we'll win the game tonight.
All right. Well, that will make the difference. All right. The 35-second shot clock, brand new to Caveman basketball this year, brand new to the state of Oregon. How does that affect, one, the style of play, and two, your coaching?
Really, the style of play really doesn't change for us. I mean, I think we're a fast-paced team as it is. We want to be patient. I think the biggest thing that it changes is our end-of-game situation. You know, instead of having to foul, you know, within a minute and we're only down by two or stuff like that, whatever the situation is, I think the biggest thing is just changes the end-of-game situation. I don't think we'll ever get a 35-second shot clock violation. Most of our boys love to shoot the rock. So I don't think
you have gunners, huh?
We have gunners. Whether they make the shots or not this year, we'll see how we do tonight. But, we don't have anybody that's shy to take shots, that's for sure. So I don't think we'll have an issue with the 35-second clock. It will just change the way that we look at the style of play towards the end of the game.
Sorry. All that being said, if you're going to take a lot of shots, do you have a feel at this stage what kind of percentage you have to hit of those shots in order to make it a winning game?
Oh, gosh, Chuck, that's
a tough question.
That's a tough question, and I have no idea where we're going to be at. You know, we like to get the ball in the paint a lot. We like to take shots inside quite a bit. We don't like to take a ton of threes, although our boys like to take some of those, and we just allow them to. And as of right now, so at the free throw line, we got to be above 70%. You know, we got to hit 7 out of 10 to be in the game, and then we got to shoot a high percentage when we're finishing at the rim, and hopefully that we hit about 30. If we can hit about 30-32% from the 3-point line, I'd be happy with that.
Oh, I bet a lot of coaches would be, no doubt. Yeah. Now, there is another new wrinkle this year in terms of what we expect to see on the floor, and that's the one-on-one is no longer there. In terms of foul shooting, can you explain to the fans exactly how that's working this year?
Yeah, I really like the new rule. Basically, one-on-one is gone, but every quarter, if your team gets 5 fouls, they're going to be shooting 2. So anything at five fouls or after 5 fouls, they're shooting 2 no matter what. So usually last year in the first half, first and second quarter, you would have shot 7. You would have shot a 1-1 at 7. Then you would have shot 2 at 10. This year, they're just doing 5 fouls in the first quarter, and then they reset in the second quarter, reset in the third, reset in the fourth.
All right. So a shooting foul, though, is still 2 shots.
Yes.
A shooting foul is possession.
Correct. So then no more 1-1. Every free throw shot will be 2 shots.
Okay. And let's talk about rebounding now. Now, we know about Luke Morgan and his presence underneath the basket. Who else do you have to help Luke?
I would say our second best rebounder right now is Jaden Jesse. He grew a couple inches. He has really long arms. The other rebounder should be, if he gets time, our best rebounder in our program is a guy named John Broerman. Yet to be seen if he'll get a whole lot of varsity minutes or not. We'll see tonight how certain players play. Then I would say Peyton Bruner and Gavin McLean do a pretty good job, as well as, you know, we're going to see if a freshman, Jordan Rosetta, at 6'4", can hold his own and see if he can rebound very well. He's an excellent passer. But, you know, I think our main rebounders will be Luke, Jaden, Peyton, and Gavin.
Well, if you get all four rebounding, you should be in good shape, Coach.
Yeah.
All right, there's more to talk about, in particular the Lincoln Cardinal. We'll do that right after this word from our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com. We're Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
All right, Coach, let's talk about the opponent tonight, the Lincoln Cardinal. Their first game, too, also. Do you know anything about them?
Well, they actually had a jamboree, so they played too many games up in Barlow. Luckily, the Barlow head coach was able to share some film with us, so we know what's coming. I mean, we know their two main players. We know what they like to do. We know what they like to, you know, as far as their defense. They play 1-2-2 and a 2-2-1. They try to speed up the game, you know, and they try to trap the ball and make you turn it over on the defensive side. On the offensive side, what you're going to see them do is a lot of high-low with number 12 and number 5. Number 5 is their go-to guy. He's as big as Luke Morgan at 6'2", and he can jump out of the gym, and he's a lefty, and he'll be a handful for Peyton Bruner tonight, but I believe Peyton...
So Peyton drew his number.
Yep, yeah. Peyton drew his number. Peyton's a strong kid. He sits down in a defensive position, and we feel like Peyton will do the best job. If Peyton's not guarding, then it'll be Jaden, because of Jaden's length. The strength definitely will go with Peyton at first, but they just do high-low. With number 12, he's 6'10", and number 5, they just do high-low. Their guards don't look for a lot of open shots. Their guards are conditioned to pound it down low to their two big guys, and that's what we're ready for. So hopefully we can do a good job at defending the high-low on the offensive side, and then we should be ready to go.
Okay, your key to winning tonight's contest?
Not turning the ball over. And rebounding. If we cannot turn the ball over and handle their pressure, their full court pressure, we'll be fine. And if we can rebound the ball at least the same as they are, or maybe have two or three more rebounds than them, I feel pretty confident that we'll do a good job tonight.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the Caveman here. Opener against the Lincoln Cardinal. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute. Caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies, which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everyone. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers to have it all. Doors, lumber, windows, decking, where Dental Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. Starting lineup tonight. For the Grants Pass Cavemen, number 24 is senior Luke Morgan. Number 3, also a senior, Gavin McLean. And Peyton Bruner, 00. I have my sheet shows him as a zero as a junior. We'll double check that. But Jayden Jesse, wearing number 44, a senior tonight. And number 1, Zachary DeShade, a junior tonight. Those are the starting five for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll run down the starters for the Lincoln Cardinals when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
All right, let's run down the starters tonight for the Lincoln Cardinal. First of all, number 12, which we'll be mentioning his name a lot, is Evan Heisler. He is a 6'10 senior. He's one of those people that head coach Jesse mentioned. Number 12, Evan Heisler, H-E-I-S-L-E-R, a 6'10 senior. Also getting the start, zero, Roland Held. He is a 6-foot senior. Wearing number 1, Bigby. He is a 6-foot senior. Number 2 is Isaac Margolis. He is a 5'11 senior and a 6'2 senior getting the start. This is the other gentleman that head coach Jesse referred to wearing number 5. It's Tanner Overby, 6'2 and a left-handed shooter. He will be a handful as well. Heisler at 6'10. Those are the starting lineups tonight, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Keys to tonight's game brought to you by our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And there are lots of keys tonight, of course. Lots of unknowns also. What is known is the Grants Pass team, and they've been playing together for a while, at least their top 4 or 5. After DeShane, who is their 5th starter tonight, Tyler McIntosh, Ben Antley, Tim Hart, and Jordan Rosetta may get some minutes tonight, too. Now, he was the freshman quarterback who got some varsity minutes during the football season. He's 6'4". And we saw him in action in the JV game earlier. Incidentally, JV's lost by 870-62 to the Lincoln Cardinal. Now, other keys, once again, just to echo what Coach Jesse said, is rebounding. And rebounding, particularly when you're going up a 6'10 man, and he is complimented by that 6'2 senior, Overby, who can jump out of the gym, according to the coach. That will be a real challenge tonight. I'm not sure if it's going to be a challenge for the players or not, is the shot clock. It'll certainly be a challenge for our broadcast team. I'll tell you that because we're just not used to it, so we apologize for any faux pas that we make. Once again, we've not seen the shot clock started here in the JV game at all, so I'm assuming it works. Well, we'll see early. I have no doubt of that. All that being said, is the Cavemen have to outscore, pretty simple, outscore this team. Lincoln Cardinal team. Now, what happened in the JV game? Grants Pass took an early lead. In fact, won the first half by a double-digit margin. Cardinal came out in the second half and really unleashed a trap zone, a 1-2-2 trap zone that really caused a lot of turnovers for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Let's put another footnote to that, because the Cavemen actually started some of their underclass varsity players in the first quarter. That built up about a 13-point lead in the first quarter. Once they were pulled back to save those legs for the varsity game, Lincoln Cardinal rebounded a bit, caused a lot of turnovers, and won going away once again by 8 points, 70-62. All right, we'll have more for you right after this word from our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Now, this is the Grants Pass Cavemen's first varsity action tonight. They've not faced any other opponents since practice began in the middle of November. However, the Lincoln Cardinal have. They've had too many games, too small operations against different opponents when they took part in a Barlow just invitational shoot-around. So that's the situation here. Grants Pass a little short on experience. Lincoln Cardinal have a little varsity experience against up at other teams during that jamboree. Now, also we'll point out that both teams probably had a long, long summer. We know the Grants Pass Cavemen did have a lot of games this summer, and I'm not sure how many of them really took part in that, whether it was the full complement that we see on the floor tonight or not, because usually that's a pretty select squad. At any rate, we'll see momentarily. We're about 4 minutes away from the opening tip-off here on KLDR, Grants Pass, Oregon. KLDR, Fruitdale Harbick, Grants Pass, Oregon. Get the correct ID out there just to keep everything legal with the FCC tonight. So that's where we stand right now. We're coming to you from Heater Newman Gym tonight. And if you've got time to join us, by all means, you can bring your radio along and listen to the football game on our sister station, KAJO. You're listening to Cavemen Basketball here on KLDR. Chuck Benson at Heater Newman Gym, and we'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
What brings warmth and cheer this December? It's the festive offerings at Diamond Home Improvement. Discover delightful surprises for your DIY enthusiast. Explore Diamond Home Improvement's Platinum Traeger dealership, where the chef in your home can unwrap the magic of grilling. Add flavor to your celebrations with premium barbecue rubs and sauces. Visit their steel dealership for power tools and explore Diamond Home Improvement stocking stuffers for the entire family. From cozy gloves to hand tools, camping accessories, and more. Your season for joy is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Couple of programming notes because the Cavemen are starting their season real quickly. Of course, we've got the Lincoln Cardinal tonight. We'll be right back here tomorrow afternoon when the Grants Pass Cavemen host the Sherwood Bowmen. The Bowmen are in Southern Oregon tonight. They're in Medford taking on the South Medford Panthers. Incidentally, they're ranked 10th in the 6A preseason coaches poll. So we're going to see some competition right out of the gates as we get ready for this this full season for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Now, following this series, this weekend series, the Cavemen will go on the road to Del Norte, California. And from Del Norte, they'll go directly into Nevada for that three-game series. We will not be able to carry those four games for you. When they return, we'll come right back with the Sprague game, live from Sprague right here on the radio. Actually, it'll be on KLDR. Once again tonight, we're on KLDR. So that's where we stand right now. One more programming note. Hope we all hope you all tune in early for tomorrow's basketball game, about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning for Kids Day on KAJO. In fact, it'll be on all three radio stations. This one, KLDR, KAJO, and KRRM, as we raise money for unfortunate families in this Christmas season in conjunction with the Grants Pass Active Club. So we hope you'll tune in to all three radio stations tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We'll take a deep breath right back with the opening tip-off right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
River's Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back. The teams have come to the sidelines right now. We're getting ready to turn the game over to the PA announcer. Once again, we'll have the introduction of players. We'll have the national anthem. There's the buzzer as the warm-up clock has expired. We're getting close to get this season underway. Once again, we'll be back here tomorrow afternoon at about 2:30 for the pregame. We're about to have the national anthem here. As they play the national anthem, we'll pause in our coverage. Just a moment here. Let's see what's going on. All right, we're going to have the national anthem while they play that here. We'll pause. We'll be right back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Well, first game full pause. The national anthem didn't work tonight. Instead, they recited the Pledge of Allegiance, and everybody joined in. It was a stirring moment here at Heater Newman Gym. Now we'll have the introduction of players. As being introduced here, let me see if we can pick up a number two. Number one coming out, that's Bigby. He joined number two, Margulis. And zero is Harold Rowan. Number five is Overby. And their big guy at 6'10", Evan Heisler. So we know the starting lineup for the Cardinal. The Cardinal have been introduced. Now a gauntlet to run down is Peyton Bruner being introduced by the Grants Pass Cavemen. And the senior goes down. Joining him is number one, Zachary DeShane. Zachary DeShane being introduced. And then number three is Gavin McLean. Number 24 is Luke Morgan, one of the leading scorers from last year. McLean can score, too. And number 44 being introduced, that's Jaden Jesse, who, according to his coach, has grown a couple of inches this year and appears to be, saw him stuff it during the warm-ups a couple of times. So we've got the starting class. We've got the principals all introduced. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about ready to get this season underway. The Cavemen versus the Cardinal tonight here at Heater Newman Gym. Chuck Benz flying solo tonight, but we'll get that remedied here tomorrow. Once again, that just means we don't have quite as many statistics to give to you at halftime at the end of the game. Once again, three officials. Shot clock is stuck at 35. We'll see what happens here. Bruner squaring off against the 6'10" Heisler. Bruner, I don't have an official height. I'm going to guess about 6'3". And the ball high in the air, and it's controlled by the Cardinal. Picked up by Over to Margulis, left-hand side in the corner, back out front, top of the key. Right-hand side quickly, man goes into the corner. Back out on the wing, right-hand side, top of the key, right down the end to Heisler. Heisler, left-hand side quickly to Bigby. Bigby goes in the corner, flips the ball right-hand side as the key man open up in a man-to-man defense. Ball down low, pardon me, it's a zone. Goes left-hand side, shot is up and good for three from number one, Bigby. So it's 3-0 Cardinals. Full court pressure to start the game. Man-to-man, ball comes in to Jesse. Back down low to DeShane, up to Jesse. Right-hand side then to Bruner. Bruner elevates, 15-footer right-hand side, won't go. Ball tipped way outside. I think it's going to be Grant's pass ball, but the official says no, it's going to be Cardinal basketball. 3-0 early. The Cardinal have the lead and the basketball to begin things here. Take a deep breath. The ball comes in to Heisler. Back in quickly to Bigby, left-hand side in the corner then. Cross court, right-hand side on the wing. Launches a three, off tip from there, off no good. Bruner pulls down the rebound. Outlet comes to Jesse. Jesse draws a double team. Back over to Bruner, left-hand side, into the forecourt. Lead pass in the corner to McLean for three. Shot is up and good, and we're tied at three. 6:56, and stolen away and laid back up and in by DeShane. Does it count, or was there a whistle? Foul called on Margulis. That'll be the first foul on anyone tonight. Goes against the Cardinal. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the end line to our end of the floor. McLean will make the play. Lobs it into Morgan at the high post. Over to Bruner, right-hand side, out front to McLean. McLean puts the ball on the floor, shovels to Jesse. Jesse to the top of the key, drives, penetrates, drops the ball down low to Morgan. Bullet pass out front to Bruner. Through his hands, picked up, though, by DeShane. Drives to the top of the key, kicks to McLean, right-hand side, drives the baseline, elevates, shot is up and good, and McLean has five. Caveman take the lead. Now early, it's 5-3. On the drive, right-hand side, bounce pass down low, trying to get the ball inside to Overby. Kicked away out of bounds. It's still going to be Cardinals basketball. Bigby goes over to make the inbounds play as the Cardinal put a box around the key right now. They'll break out of that box, dropping down low as their big guy, Hyerson, back up front quickly to Margulis. Then into number five. Shot is up and good by Overby, and it's good. And we are tied at five. Inbounds play to DeShane. Lead pass out quickly to Bruner. Missed the dunk pick picked up by the Cardinal in the backcourt. Overby hands the ball off. Lead pass up left-hand side quickly. Bigby with the basketball gives the ball up to Margulis. Right-hand side then quickly to right-hand side, then back left-hand side quickly to Bigby. He shoots for the three, off no good. Rebound being fought for. Bigby controls it, bounces it off the feet of Jesse out of bounds. It's going to be Cardinal ball inbounds from the in line. There are their end of the floor. Once again, a box around the key for the Cardinal as the ball comes in from the left-hand corner. The Cardinals are attacking the A Street side here in the gym. Ball comes way out front quickly to Margulis. Margulis with the basketball between the circles. Caveman in a man-to-man defense. Ball quickly to Overby out front. Bullet pass down low through the hands of the intended receiver out of bounds. Grants pass basketball. DeShane will make the inbounds play. Head coach Jesse up giving directions to his charges. Score tied at five here, first period. Inbounds play comes to McLean in the backcourt. Back left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane looks ahead, puts the ball on the floor himself, kicks it right back to McLean against full court pressure. Up quickly to Jesse into the forecourt. Bullet pass down low to Bruner. Darge at the glass. It's up and down for Bruner. And Bruner has his first two of the basketball game, and the Caveman up by two. Timeout taken by the Cardinals head coach. 7-5 the score, 5:25 to play. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back, everyone. 7-5 the score. Grants pass up by two. And yes, the shot clocks do work. No, it hasn't been close to being called yet so far. 34 showing on that clock right now. Play is resumed. It should be Cardinals basketball inbounds at the inline, far end of the floor. That's the north end of the court here at Heater Newman Gym. Inbounds play goes to Overby. Overby brings the ball down, crosses right at center court, drives the free throw line, penetrates, up off glass, won't go, rebound off the tips of Morgan's fingers, out of bounds. It's still Cardinals basketball. But the Cardinals will bring the ball inbounds in the end line. This time they'll post four men along the baseline, two planted low along the lane. Looped the ball way out front quickly to number one, Bigby. Bigby drives down low, goes up with a shot, and is fouled by Bruner. So Bruner will pick up the first foul for the Grants Pass Capemen. So Bruner will pick the first. Each team has one. Going to the free throw line this time with two shots. Number five, Tanner Overby. Shot is up and good. 7-6. Checking into the basketball game right now, number 32 for Grants Pass. That's Jordan Rosetta coming in at 6'4". Also, let's see, number 14 is in John Broerman. First time we've got to see this young man. Shot is up and good. Hits two from the free throw line, and we are tied at 7. Did we get all of this right? Inbounds play against, finally gets up close to the half-court mark to Morgan. Drops it back to McLean. McLean loses his footing in the backcourt. There's a scramble for the basketball. The Cardinals win that scramble. They give it to the big guy coming down to Overby at the free throw line, and he dumps it for two. So he's got 6 in the basketball game, and the Cavemen down by 2, 9-7, 4:56 to play. DeShane in the backcourt. Bad pass goes right-hand side into the Cardinals. Cardinals drive to the free throw line and draw the foul again. Again, that's number 5, Overby, on the drive. He'll go to the free throw line with another couple. Could have been any one of a number of Cavemen got him. Let's see. I think it was Jesse. Jesse will draw that infraction. His first second team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen. Once again, at the free throw line, Tanner Overby already 6 points in the basketball game, 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. First shot is up and good. So he has 7 in the contest. Grants Pass down by 3, 10-7. Checking in for Grants Pass is Tyler McIntosh as DeShane sits down. So we've got McIntosh. Jesse's second shot is up, and it's good. Morgan and Bruner and pick it up in a second. Long pass down to McIntosh, right-hand side, turn, spins, drive, stops shy of the lane, goes right-hand side, back out front to McLean. Shovels left-hand side, and a pushing foul called on the Cardinal. Number 2, that's Margulis. Margulis will pick up his second infraction of the night. 11-7 to score, Grants Pass down by 4. He sits down, and checking in is number 1, Bigby, who'd been getting a little breather. Inbounds play for the Cavemen coming from McLean just in front of the scorer's table. Double screen set up front, down low. Jesse from the corner for 3, hits the iron off, no good. Rebound into the hands quickly of number 4, Thomas Carney. Lead pass down left-hand side. Forced ball inside, taken away from their big guy. Bruner has it, looks for help. Pardon me, that's Rosetta. Rosetta outlet to Jesse. Long pass up right-hand side, looking for McIntosh. Slapped out of bounds, whistle stops the action. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines. DeShane checks back in. McLean gets a little breather. Inbounds play for the Cavemen coming from the sideline from McIntosh. Little screen set up out front. They break out of that quickly. Go down low to Morgan. Corner left-hand side. Head fakes. Gets into the paint. Muscles went up. Head fakes. Up off glass. Won't go. Board cleared by Overby for the Cardinal. Brings the ball down himself. Crosses the timeline at left-hand front court. Goes right-hand side. Gives the ball up. Man drives to left-hand side. Once again, that's Carney with the basketball. Gives it back out front to Overby. A whistle stops the action away from the basketball. And a foul called, I believe, on our freshman, Rosetta. So Rosetta will pick up his first infraction. Morgan gets a little breather. So McLean returns to the lineup. Long pass out front between the circles now for the Cardinals. Right-hand side on the wing. Three-point attempt on the way. Hits the iron off. No good. McLean high for the rebound. Lady, he has some jumping ability. Outlet quickly to DeShane. DeShane down low. And a foul call. Bruner will go to the free throw line, I believe, with a couple. And the Heisler gets the one. He's the big guy. Going to the free throw line is Peyton Bruner. Got 2 points in the basketball game. First trip to the charity stripe for any caveman this season so far. Shot is up and good. So Bruner now with 3 points in the basketball game. It's 11-8. Grants Pass down by three. Bruner, one more shot at the charity stripe. Shot is up. Good. Bruner has four. The Cavemen have nine. They trail by two. The Cardinal have the basketball into the forecourt, right-hand side. That's Overby, right-hand side. Goes in the corner, right-hand side. Back out on the wing to Carney. Back out to Overby between the circles. Right at the top of the key. Drives. Pumps once. Goes up. Hard off glass. No good. Foul called, I believe, on Rosetta. Again, we'll double-check it. Or Bruner. Again, Rosetta. Rosetta will pick up his second, fourth team foul on the Cavemen. One more for the Cardinals. Going to the free throw line right now is Overby. He is 4 for 4. He's not the man you want to put on the free throw line. Shot is up, and he's good. 5 for 5 now. He's got 9 points here in the first quarter. 3:27 to play, first quarter. It's 12-9. Grants Pass on the short end of that one. One more shot coming for Overby. One dribble. Short bend at the knee. Shot is up and good. 6 for 6. He's got 10. Inbounds play quickly comes from Jesse. Just back to Jesse, and a whistle stops the action quickly here. Did we have a timeout? Some substitutions coming in, certainly for the Cardinals. We'll pick them up as best we can, learning them as we go. Carney stays in. Bigby is still in. I think their big guy has come out. So they've gone smaller. Number two is still in. That's Margulis. 13-9 the score. 3:24 to play, first period. We're cleaning up the floor right now is the little delay. Or we're looking for a contact? No, we're just cleaning up the floor, I think. Lots of milling around down there. We may be looking for a contact. 3:24 on the clock, 13-9 once again. Right back, the Sherwood Bowman will be here tomorrow afternoon taking on the Cavemen. Projected start time is 3 o'clock. That'll be immediately following the JV game. It gets underway at 1:30. So technically, we're projecting about a 2:30 start time for our broadcast. Going to be Caveman basketball inbounds from the inline, far end of the floor. Deshane will make the inbounds play. And he's got quickly McLean. McLean draws a attention up to Morgan, back to McLean, still far in the backcourt, up quickly to Deshane. Deshane in trouble, looking for help, gets the ball up quickly to McIntosh, right-hand side to Morgan. Morgan right-hand side on the wing, now back out front to Deshane, left front court. Deshane left front, of course, gives the ball back to McLean. 13 seconds on the shot clock. McLean out front, drives the right-hand side, penetrates, goes down low, five-footer right-hand side, deflected, picked up by the Cardinal. Outlet goes out of bounds, going to be Grants Pass basketball. 13-9 the score. Grants Pass down by 4. 2:53 on the clock. You're listening to Caveman Basketball right now on KLDR, Fruitdale, Harbick, Grants Pass, Oregon. McLean makes the inbounds play, but as he makes the play, whistle stop all the action here, and I'm not sure. Everybody's playing themselves into shape, the officials, the scorekeeper, the broadcasters. First game of the season here. Grants Pass trailing the Lincoln Cardinal. It's a long drive down for the Cardinal. Inbounds play from McLean. Down low right hand side to Morgan. Morgan draws a double team. Kicks it right back quickly to McIntosh, who puts it up and in. It's good. Patter McIntosh has his first two. And it's 13-11. Ball goes down right hand side in the corner. Then down low. Shot is up and good quickly for number 35. We'll pick up his name in a moment. It's one of those long ones, seems to go on forever. Back out front to Morgan, left-hand side. In the circle right now, Deshane with the basketball, moves off right front court. Slides down to the wing, gets a little pick from Morgan right at the top of the key, goes to the free throw line, kicks the ball back to McLean. McLean back to Deshane, left-hand side. Then quickly to Jesse. Jesse head fakes, gets in the paint, spins back, goes hard to the glass, up, no good. Rebound taken down by, number three, Santa Maria. On the right-hand side, ball to Carney. Carney on the wing, gives the ball down low in the corner to Bigby. Bigby back out front quickly to Novi Heavily. Right-hand side. Caveman on the deck, but everybody is up and all right. And we've got a foul called, player control foul called on the Cardinal. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. So that went to Novi Hibley. It's a hyphenated name. We're going to shorten it to Novi. 15-11, Grants Pass down by 4, a minute 54 left to play here in the first period. Inbounds play from Deshane, comes to McLean, to Morgan, over to Deshane, quickly into the forecourt, driving down the left-hand side, stops on the wing, then backs back out front to the left front court. Still moving with the basketball. Gives the ball up quickly to McLean. McLean between the circles, doing a little shake and bake, left-hand side to Jesse, then out front again to McIntosh. Between the circles, right-hand side again to McLean, way out on the wing, out front again to Deshane. 22-footer from Deshane, off, no good. Board J, ball chased down in the corner. There's a scramble for it. Four players there vying for it. The official gets there, and it's two from each side. And jump ball call on the alternate possession rule. It's going to, I think, the Cavemen. As Heisley returns, the 6'10 senior, for the Cardinal. Grants Pass basketball inbounds from the inline. Our end of the floor. McLean will make the play. Got Jesse posted down low at the high post, two high posts. Our McIntosh and Deshane Morgan at the other low post. Bruner has changed jerseys, and I'm not sure if I'm probably a terror or something, but he's wearing number 15 now. Ball comes way out front to Jesse. Hands the ball off quickly to McLean between the circles. Lobs it down low. A little alley-oop attempt. Morgan pass was not great. Deflected. Picked up by the Cardinal. Little pass down low into the corner. Then down low to Overby. Whistle blown, I believe, on number 14, Brewerman. John Brewerman, a junior. So going to the free throw line once again is Tanner Overby, who is 6-for-6 from the charity stripe so far tonight. Shot is up and good. 7-for-7. He's got 11 points in the basketball game and has staked his team right now to a 5-point lead, 16-11, with a minute 14 to play here in the first. Second shot is up and good. 8-for-8. He hasn't missed yet. Inbounds play quickly to Deshane. Deshane spins. Stops, kicks the ball right-hand side to Brewerman. Brewerman looks for help, goes back left-hand side to Deshane. Against full court pressure, lead pass and a whistle stops the action. Player control foul called on the Grants Pass Cavemen's Deshane, I believe. So, I'm not sure they've put up that last player control foul yet. Certainly not on the scoreboard. So it wasn't a player control foul. It was just a turnover, and the ball comes right back to the Cardinal. Ball goes right-hand side on the wing. Cardinal's going to the corner. Back on the wing, you have to Carney. Carney looks for the big guy out front, top of the key. Drives across him, though. Bounce pass left-hand side in the corner. Lobs it right-hand side on the wing. Man moves into the corner right-hand side, looking to get into the big guy, Heisler. Ball slapped out of bounds again, and it's going to be Cardinal basketball again. 46.3 ticks left here in the first period. 17-11, the score. Grants Pass trailing. Ball goes into the backcourt quickly. It's retrieved there by Overby. Picks the ball up on the dribble. Comes back on the run into the forecourt quickly. Borman picks him up. Spins. Tries to drive by to the free throw line. Kicks it left-hand side. Then back down low looking for Heiser. Breaking from the high post to the low post. Kicked out of bounds. Still going to be Cardinal basketball. 36.2 seconds left. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Lob pass way up front quickly to Carney. Carney puts the ball on the floor once. Back left-hand side. Shot is up from the wing. Well short. Goes out of bounds. This one's going to be Grants Pass basketball. 30.1 seconds left here in the first period. Grants Pass down by 6, but with a shot to close it out if they can get down and get a clean shot. McLean will make the inbounds play. Got Borman in the backcourt. Ball comes into Morgan. Morgan spins, looks for help. Tries to hit it to McLean, left-hand side. Flies into the forecourt, kicks it right-hand side to Bruner. Back out front to Morgan between the circles, left-hand side on the wing to McIntosh. McIntosh, 4-3, hits the back of the iron off, high in the air. Ball comes down to the Cardinals, 12 seconds on the run. Here comes Overby, stolen away by the Grants Pass Caveman. Ball in the hands of McIntosh, ball right-hand side. Heiser gets it right back for the Cardinal, puts a shot up, no good. Loose basketball to Overby, shot is up, off, no good at the buzzer, and that's the way the first period will end, with the Cavemen trailing 17-11. We'll be back with the second period right after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Need to tell you, tonight's first quarter was brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Second quarter brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Home Improvement on the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. Hey, you're looking for a Christmas tree? Stop by Diamond. You need something else for the house? Lumber? Just stop by Diamond. Want to repair a deck? Stop by Diamond. Looking for carpet? Stop by Diamond. You need a light bulb? Stop by Diamond. Do I need to go on? Diamond Home Improvement. Tip of the hat. 17-11 the score. Grants Pass down by 6 to the Lincoln Cardinal here in the opening game of the 24-25 season for the Grants, pardon me, the 23-24 season for the Grants Pass Cavemen. On the floor for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Deshane, Jesse, McLean, Morgan, and Bruner. All right, inbounds play for the Cardinal on the alternate possession rule. Start the second quarter. Goes into the backcourt to Overby. Overby into the forecourt, right front court. Crosses the timeline, drives the left-hand side. Surrounded by Jesse now, ball in the hands of Carney. Carney looking for a cutter down low. Grants Pass in a man-to-man defense right now. Bounce pass down low off the foot of, I believe, Deshane. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Cardinal ball inbounds from their end of the floor. 17-11, 7:42 to play. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KLDR, Fruitdale Harbick, Grants Pass, Oregon. As the ball going to come in from the end line there into the floor, once again, the Cardinal put a box around the key. That's one man on each corner. Two at the low post, two at the high post on each side. The official slowing it down for a second. All right, they're all together. Ball in the hands of the Cardinal now on the inbounds, coming way out front between the circles to Carney. Back left-hand side. Shot is up and for three, off, no good. Rebound being contested and finally controlled by the Cardinal again. Way out front. Nobody's there. There's a race for it. Deshane is after it. Deshane picks it up. Pumps once. Gives the ball inside quickly to Bruner. Hard to the glass. Hits up and down. It's good. And he was fouled. So Bruner will pick up his sixth point of the basketball game. And he'll go to the free throw line. Foul on number one, Bigby. His first of the basketball game. And at the free throw line, Peyton Bruner. Shot is up and good. He is 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Overby brings the ball back for the Cardinal. Drives right down the paint. Shot is up. No good. Board cleared this time by Morgan. Morgan outlet to Bruner. Up to Deshane. Deshane lead pass up to Jesse. Right hand side in the corner to McLean. McLean to the wing. Out front to Bruner. Between the circles. Right hand side to Deshane. Deshane backs away, brings the ball out front to the timeline. Resets the Cavemen, looking at a man-to-man defense by the Cardinal. McLean between the circles, goes left-hand side to Morgan. Back out front to Jesse. Between the circles, right-hand side to Deshane, then to, again, McLean, right-hand side on the wing. High post to Bruner. Bruner looks, drives, penetrates, fadeaway eight-footer, off, no good. Rebound taken down by the Cardinals, Overby. Overby through traffic, lead pass up to Heisen. Pass stopped away and saved by Jesse. Out to McLean. McLean down, three on two break. McLean right-hand side, penetrates, lays one up, off, no good. Rebound being fought for and finally winning the race to it was Bruner. Back left-hand side to DeShane. To Jesse breaking from the high post. Lays one up and in. And Jesse gets his first 2 points of the basketball game. And the Cavemen back to within one. 17-16. Long pass down right-hand side for the Cardinal. 4-3. Shot is up off the iron. No good. Board cleared this time by Jesse. Outlet goes to Bruner left-hand side. Back to Jesse. Jesse puts the ball on the floor. Into the forecourt quickly. Still moving with the basketball. Drives all the way. Lays one up. That is off. No good. But he draws the foul. I believe number four. We'll see as the official comes to the side. Number five, Overby. Overby will pick up his first of the basketball game. And going to the free throw line, Jaden Jesse. They're sort of related. Father and son. So Jesse stands in. Shot is up, hit the back of the iron, off, no good. So Jordan Rosetta checks in. Morgan sits down, so does DeShane sit down. Let's see who else is in. McIntosh is in. He'll work the point for a while. One more shot coming for Jesse. Two dribbles, shot is up. Good, one for two. He's got three in the basketball game. We're tied at 17. Quickly, the Cardinal back on the attack. Lead pass into the corner, right-hand side. Back out front to Heisler. Heisler, pass stolen away in the hands of Rosetta. Rosetta back to Jesse. Jesse behind the back to get into the forecourt. Spins, goes to left-hand side. Corner left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta back to Jesse, wing left-hand side. Gets a pick, penetrates down low to Rosetta. Rosetta kicks it back out to Bruner for three. Top of the key, it's good for Bruner. Bruner gets the three. He's got 10 in the basketball game, and the Cavemen take the lead again, 20-17. Timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard with 5:34 to play. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back. Heater Newman Jim. The action is on the floor tonight with the Grants Pass Cavemen hosting the Lincoln Cardinal. The Cavemen up by three with 5:34 to play in the first half, 20-17. Getting right back to action after a one-minute timeout here. The Cavemen on the floor have DeShane, Bruner, Rosetta, McLean, and McIntosh. We're going to continue the timeout. I don't know if it's the second timeout was taken, but of course, everybody's getting used to playing in game conditions right now. The shot clock has not been a factor. Official brought one of the people out to clean something up off the floor, and they come out with some disinfectant. Someone may have picked up a bloody nose or something, a spot of blood on the floor, or scraped elbow, scraped knee, could have been anything. That has been cleaned now, I believe. Yeah, they put some disinfectant down. Now they're wiping everything up. 20-17, the score. Once again, back here tomorrow afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Tip off at 3 o'clock for the Sherwood Bowman, ranked 10th in the preseason coaches poll statewide. So we'll see what they're doing. They're on the road tonight. They're playing South Medford Panthers. So we'll see if we can pick up a score on that one a little bit later tonight. 20-17, the score. Sparse crowd on hand tonight, but it's the Christmas season, Friday night. Everybody's doing some shopping or going to a play or watching some silly football game that's going on somewhere, I understand. Actually, that football game's being broadcast on our sister station, KAJO. That's why we're here on KLDR 98.3 FM. So we appreciate your indulgence in finding us here. Pretty good support from the student body section right now, considering it's Christmas season, but they are on hand. Don't get me wrong, it's not an empty gym. It's a pretty good crowd. Just could be a little more. And I think everything has been cleaned up right now. I think the officials are happy with what's happening on the floor. Everything has been cleaned and disinfected, and we're about ready to get right back to action. 20-17 the score. Grants Pass leading by 3, 5:34 to play in the first half. Well, they cleaned up the south end of the gym. Now they're cleaning up the north end. That was just some moisture on the floor. When play is resumed, it's going to be the Cardinals basketball inbounds from the inline far end of the floor. That's the north end here so far. And the ball comes in to Overby, hands the ball right back, tries to clear the way from with DeShane. DeShane avoids him and picks up his guarding duties as he came and stayed in that man-to-man defense. That man-to-man defense has made the difference so far. Leading shot is up and good by Overby. Ball stolen away in the backcourt by the Cardinal. Lobs the ball right-hand side. One pump off. Ball down to the low post. That's Overby. Kicks it on the left-hand side. Shot is up from the corner. Off, no good. Rebound, turnaround jumper is off, no good by Heisler, the good man. And McLean comes down with the basketball. And while fighting for it, whistle called. Foul called on Mr. Bigby. That'll be the second on Bigby. And it's going to be Caveman basketball inbounds in the inline. DeShane will make the play. He's got McLean and Morgan in the backcourt with him. At the timeline are McIntosh and Bruner. Inbounds play to DeShane. Or to McIntosh. Up quickly to Morgan in the forecourt. Right-hand side has room. Kicks it left-hand side. Ball intercepted. And the Cardinal get it right back. Down the right-hand side, lead pass up right-hand side, and lost out of bounds by the Cardinal, and the Cavemen get it back. An unforced turnover there. DeShane will make the inbounds play from the sideline, about 15 feet in from the end line. Santa Maria comes in for the Cardinal. Inbounds play from DeShane to Morgan, back to DeShane in the backcourt, still to Morgan in the backcourt. Looking for help. Lead pass up quickly to McLean. Up to McIntosh. He's got room. Lays one down for Bruner. Bruner spins. Puts up a five-footer. That is short. No good. Board cleared this time by Heisler. Heisler's outlet comes quickly on the run to number two. Back to Heisler. Wild test down low to Overby. Goes up with a shot. That is good. Overby is something. That's his third field goal and his 14th point. Inbounds play quickly to Morgan. Morgan back quickly to McLean. McLean flying down the left-hand side. Stops on the wing. Kicks it right-hand side to DeShane. Corner right to McIntosh. Back up front to DeShane. Left-hand side to McLean. Head fake to the free throw line. Then backs away to DeShane. Right-hand side to McIntosh. McIntosh left-hand side to Bruner. 20-footer on the way. Off, no good. Long rebound into the hands of Overby. Overby through traffic. One on four. Penetrates. Drops a shoulder, and it's an offensive foul on Overby. So Overby will pick up his second. And number 14 comes in for Grants Pass. That's John Borman. So the Cavemen have DeShane, Morgan, McLean, Borman, and is that Jesse still? Jesse still on the floor. Ball stolen away at the timeline by the Cardinal. Kicks the ball up front quickly to number two. That's Margolis. Margolis in the center circle right now. Lobs it then high post to Overby. Overby spins, looks down the plate. Can't find anybody. Goes in the corner. Right-hand side quickly to Bigby. Ball down low. Shot is up and good by Overby. That's his fourth field goal. 16 points here in the first half. And again, shot goes up. Margolis then steals it on the inbounds play, and he puts up two. So suddenly the Cavemen find themselves down by 5, 25-20. Foul called on number 24, Luke Morgan. That'll be his first. Going to the free throw line. Shot is up and good for Margolis. Inbounds play quickly to McLean. McLean quickly to Morgan. Morgan right-hand side has the ball slapped away but retrieves it right front court. Hands the ball off to DeShane and the Cavemen regroup. DeShane puts the ball on his hip, goes to the center circle, drives to the left-hand side on the wing, all the way to the corner, left-hand side, looks down low, flips the ball out front again to Jesse. Jesse head fakes, tries to drive, gets to the top of the key, back left-hand side to DeShane, down low to Morgan. Morgan looks for a cutter inside. Pumps once, works on the baseline, working against the big guy, puts one up, won't go, again puts it up, no good. Long rebound comes out, tipped into the backcourt, and again, the Cardinals win the race to the rebound. Ball slapped away by Jesse. They're going to call him for goaltending. So Margolis will get the basket, and Jesse gets the goaltending charge, and he comes out as, Boardman comes out. And Bruner is back into the basketball game. 28-20, the score right now. Grants Pass down by 8 after leading by 5 earlier. 2:40 to play. Ball goes left-hand side to McLean, then back down low to DeShane. Up quickly to Morgan. Back to McLean in the backcourt to DeShane. DeShane puts the ball on the floor, then drives into the forecourt left-hand side to McLean. Down low, then to Bruner. Bruner, corner left-hand side, drives the baseline. Kicks the ball back out front to Jesse. Jesse head fakes, gives the ball up front to DeShane. Left-hand side to Morgan, down low. Morgan gives the ball to McLean on the baseline, spins. Back to Morgan on the cut. Can't control the basketball, picked up then by the Cardinal. Off quickly to Margolis. Out front then to Overby. Overby lobs it down low to Heisler. The big guy goes up with a shot, no good. And he's fouled, probably by Morgan. We'll check it. No, it's not going to be on McLean. So McLean picks up his first. Second team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman at the free throw line. Evan Hessler, the 6'10 senior, yet to score in the basketball game. Lots of rebounds, though. First shot is up, and it's good. 29-20 the score. One more shot for Hessler. Gets the basketball back. Two bounces. Shot is up, and it's good. This Cardinal team has not missed a free throw. They are 11 of 11 so far. Ball left-hand side to McLean. McLean on the drive down left-hand side. Stops on the wing. Looks for help. Back out front then to Jesse. To DeShane. Right front court. Then high post into Bruner. Spins and fires. Shot is up. Off no good. Rebound into the hands of Bruner again. This one shot is just short. Ball finally controlled by the Cardinal. Lead pass up quickly to Overby. Overby drives down the left-hand side, elevates him 10 feet on the left, and a player control foul called on Heisler, I believe. No, Overby, that'll be his third. So their leading scorer has his third foul here early with a minute 37 left in the first half. Jordan Hill checks in as Overby goes to the sideline. Grants Pass down by 10 suddenly, 30-20. Long pass into McLean. Up quickly to Bruner. Bruner into the paint. Stops left-hand side. Kicks the ball back out front to McLean. Top of the key. 4-3. Nails it. So McLean gets his second three of the night. He's got 8 points in tonight's contest so far. On the drive, here comes the Cardinal. Left-hand side in the corner for Carney. Down low. Shot is up. Off no good. And number 35 taken away, though, by... Well, we'll pick it up in a moment or two. Ball left-hand side to McLean. Draws a double team. Up quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner working the baseline. Spins, puts one up. That is good. Bruner again finds the lane. He's got 12 in the basketball game so far. And they've cut the lead down to 5 now, 30-25. Last minute of play underway. 54 seconds on the clock. On the drive, right-hand side. Ball in, high post to Heisler. Spins down the paint. Lost the ball out of bounds. But I think it was foul first on the wrist. This will go against Grants Pass and put Heisler back on the free throw line. Foul going to be called on Jesse. Jesse will pick up his second. Make that his third. No, pardon me, second. 49.2 seconds left. Cardinal basketball, no shots this time. Inbounds play from the end line. Will loop it way out front to Carney. Bounce pass left-hand side. Back out front on the wing. Left-hand side to Carney on the wing. Man drives into the corner. Looks for help. Drops the ball back quickly to number 4. That's Carney. Back in the corner, back to Carney on the wing, drives across the top of the key. Drives left-hand side, stops on the wing, back out front to Heisler, top of the key. Down low, loose basketball, picked up quickly by Jesse. Slows it down, 26 seconds on the clock. Lead pass to McLean, left-hand side, and the Caveman will look for the last shot here in the half. Left front court, ball shoveled quickly to the center court to DeShane, right-hand side to Bruner. Back left front court to McLean. McLean directing traffic, calls Morgan out to the top of the key. Gives the ball right-hand side to Bruner. 6 seconds on the clock. Bruner drives right-hand side, goes to the baseline, kicks it left-hand side, deflected. picked up by Morgan, shoots for three. It's off at the buzzer, and that's the way the first half will end, with the Cavemen trailing by 5, 30-25. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
What brings warmth and cheer this December? It's the festive offerings at Diamond Home Improvement. Discover delightful surprises for your DIY enthusiast. Explore Diamond Home Improvement's Platinum Traeger dealership, where the chef in your home can unwrap the magic of grilling. Add flavor to your celebrations with premium barbecue rubs and sauces. Visit their steel dealership for power tools and explore Diamond Home Improvement stocking stuffers for the entire family. From cozy gloves to hand tools, camping accessories, and more. Your season for joy is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Welcome back, everyone. Time now for halftime statistics. In the first, well, the Cavemen trail right now by 5. They were trailed by 6 at the end of the first period, 17-11. Actually won the second period, 14-13, to make it 30-25 right now. The Cardinals scoring came on 9 field goals, 1 three-pointer. They were 11 of 11 from the free throw line, whistled for 9 fouls. The Cavemen whistled for 8 fouls in the first half. Cavemen scoring came on 9 field goals, 3 three-pointers. They were 4 of 5 from the free throw line. That's 80%. As we're shooting some free throws here by the fans right now at Heater Newman Gym. Total it all up, it is 30-25 right now. And we'll run down the individual numbers right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back, everyone. Individual numbers, first of all, for the Lincoln Cardinals coming off the bench. 6'4 sophomore Miles Novi-Hilding has 2 field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. Adam Santa Maria got some playing time, didn't figure into my scoring line. Isaac Margulis has 2 field goals, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 5 points, and 2 fouls. Jackson Bigby has 1 three-point field goal and 2 fouls. Their big guy, Evan Heisler, has 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 2 points, and a single foul. Their big man at 6'2", their senior, the big scorer, has 4 field goals. He's 8 of 8 from the free throw line, 16 points in the first half. He also has 3 fouls and spent the last minute and a half on the bench because of that foul trouble. Now let's run down the Grants Pass Cavemen. Jordan Rosetta, the freshman at 6'4", picked up 2 fouls. Let me see. Borman got some playing minutes, picked up a single foul. McIntosh, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. DeShane didn't figure to my scoring line at all. Didn't get to the free line, was not whistled for a foul. Jaden Jesse, 1 2-point field goal, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 3 points and 2 fouls. Luke Morgan didn't score, picked up a single foul. Gavin McLean, 3 field goals, 2 of them 3s. He has 8 points and a single foul. And Peyton Bruner is the leading scorer for Grants Pass with 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer, and 3 for 3 shooting from the free throw line. That gives him 12 points in the basketball game and a single foul. So stay tuned for first half analysis, courtesy of the Neuro Clinic, after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back. Halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion, motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine on the Williams Highway. Before we really get into any analysis right now, and we don't have a lot of time here today, we do want to mention that the Oregon Ducks are rebounding against Washington. Oregon trailed at the half, I believe, 20-10. It is now 24-20 in favor of the Ducks in the third period of the Pac-12 championship game. Probably a playoff game online for either of those two teams. We'll see what happens. We'll try to keep a finger on that for you. 30-25 the score here. This has been a game of runs, and each team has had runs, and each team takes the lead on those runs and usually stretches it out. Well, at one point, the Cardinals stretched it out to 10 points over the Cavemen. Cavemen put on a run of their own, cut that to 5, and it's been primarily turnovers. The Cavemen have played very well in spurts, and some of those spurts not so well, lots of turnovers back and forth. So a first game out of the chutes to start the season. Probably not surprised. So the key for the Grants Pass Cavemen is to reduce those turnovers, maybe spread the scoring around. Luke Morgan has yet to get a field goal or get to the free throw line. He can be a factor once he gets inside, although he's been dumped on pretty quickly by their big men once he touches the basketball. They'll collapse quickly on anybody getting the ball in the paint, and that's where Grants Pass likes to score from. We'll have more right of this word from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back, everyone, as we continue the halftime analysis. Once again, the Cavemen cut down on free throws. Pardon me, cut down on turnovers. Rebound a little bit better and take the transition game away from the Cardinals, because the Cardinals like to run even more than the Cavemen. So those are a couple of the keys right now, as we're down to about the last minute and a half before we get back into action. The Cavemen are back out of the locker room and taking the floor for some warm-ups right now. So halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic on the Williams Highway. Second half tip-off coming right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. Both teams out of the locker room now, taking some warm-up shots. The halftime clock about ready to expire in less than 30 seconds. We'll see if they put any more time up. I don't think they will. I want to remind you, you are listening to KLDR, Fruitdale Harbick, Grants Pass, Oregon, and it's Caveman Basketball here for this opening game. We're on KLDR because of the conflict with Duck Football, which is going on KLDR, on KAJO right now. Last we checked, the Ducks had come back in the second half to score a couple of quick touchdowns. It's 24-20. Ducks leading the Washington Huskies last we checked. As the warm-up clock expires, we're about ready to get this one back underway. Caveman down by 5, 30-25 as we go into the third period here. Once again, it's been a game of spurts, game of runs. Each team will put together a run, and usually that comes with a changing of defenses, it appears. Caveman's most effective has been their man-to-man defense so far. Coming out for Grants Pass, who will throw the ball in beginning, it looks like Jesse, DeShane, McLean, Bruner, and Morgan. Same starting five has started the contest here as we get this one underway. Third quarter brought to you by our good friends at Evergreen Federal Bank, serving this community for over 87 years. Ball into the backcourt, quick to DeShane. Right front court is where he crosses the timeline. Right-hand side, bounce pass left-hand side to Bruner at the high post. Bruner tries to work his way down, working against Overby. Shot is up and good for Bruner, and Bruner comes out, scores right away. He's got 14 points in the basketball game now. Man brings the ball down quickly. That's number three, Santa Maria, with a basketball in high post to Overby. Overby kicks the ball inside the paint. Spinning jump shot is up and off. No good. Board cleared by Heisler. Pets it back up and in, and that's his first field goal of the night. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. It's 32-27. Up to McLean. McLean up to Morgan inside the forecourt as the Cavemen now attacking the south basket. Ball back out front to DeShane, moves off to right front court, then comes back to the left-hand side, back to the right-hand side, drops the ball down low to Bruner, who stops it home. So Bruner has come out and found a way. 16 points for Bruner so far, 29-32. Grants pass, long pass down close to Heisler, out of bounds. Morgan buys for it, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Morgan. It'll be Cardinals ball inbounds from the end line, their end of the floor. That put a string across the baseline. Ball comes to Overby in the paint, spins. Eight-footer shot is up, off no good. Board cleared by, that's McLean. McLean out to Morgan, to Bruner, to McLean down the right-hand side. On the wing, right-hand side. Back out front to Bruner, flips the ball out to DeShane, the center circle. DeShane moves off to the right-hand side. Looks down low, flips the ball to man goes down. That's McLean, and a foul called, I believe, against the Cardinal. That's the call. Number one, Jackson Bigby, will pick up his third infraction of the basketball game. First here in the half for anybody. McLean will bring the ball in from the sideline. About halfway between the end line and the timeline, McLean slaps the basketball, has the ball slapped away on the inbounds play. The Cardinals get it right back. They force another turnover. Lead pass up right-hand side, contested by Jesse, and it came off the hands, though, of Heisler. It was intended for Heisler. They're 6'10". Jesse, with his length, got a hand on that ball. Heisler reached for it just before it let out of bounds. It's Grants Pass basketball against full court pressure. That trap zone. Inbounds play to DeShane. Up quickly to McLean. McLean gets the ball back to DeShane. DeShane up to Morgan into the forecourt quickly, left-hand side on the wing. Still moving with the basketball, shovels out front quickly to DeShane. DeShane head fakes, then drives to the right-hand side, cuts down the lane all the way, floats one up off glass, won't go, board cleared by Heisler of the Cardinal. Cardinal flips it out quickly to Overby. Overby drives the ball all the way, wants to go all the way, draws a double team at the free throw line, kicks the ball out front. Man drives, that's Carney, floats it up off glass, it's good. And Carney gets his first field goal of the night. 5:58 on the clock. We're in the third period here. Inbounds play comes to Morgan. Morgan down the right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse catches, goes all the way up off glass. No good, but he draws the foul, I believe, off the big guy. So Heisler will pick this one up, we believe. That's the call. So Evan Heisler picks up his second foul of the night. Going to the free throw line, number 44, Jaden Jesse. Jesse 1-for-2 from the free throw line with 3 points in the basketball game so far. Two dribbles, shot is up, lots of turn on it, and falls through. Second shot coming up. McIntosh is in for Grants Pass. Is DeShane getting a little breather? They've been trading back and forth throughout the game so far. Second shot is up. It's rattled around and off. No good. Rebound Morgan. Morgan out to McLean. McLean kicks the ball out front to Jesse. Fakes one way. Gets the free throw line. Spins. Drives all the way down. Kisses this one off glass. And doesn't get the roll. Was up there for about a half hour before it fell off. Ball left-hand side. Cardinal brings across the timeline right at center court. Between the circles right now with Kearney. Kearney goes to the right-hand side. And McIntosh tries for the steal. Gets it. Actually, the ball came out of bounds after Bigby reached for it before it hit the sideline. Grants Pass ball inbounds just in front of the scorer's table at the north end. McLean will make the play. He's got Jesse in the backcourt with him. Inbounds play goes to Jesse. Jesse squares away eyeball to eyeball with Karnick. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Moves off to the right-hand side. Stops on the wing. Gives the ball up to Jordan Rosetta. Back out front to McLean. In the corner, right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner, backhanded layup. Lays it up and in. Great move for Bruner. 34-32, Grants Pass down by two at the far end, laid up by Overby. Overby picks up his fifth field goal. He's got 18 in the basketball game. Back at the far end, it's McIntosh putting one up, wouldn't go. Rebound controlled by Heisley. Heisley brings it down the left-hand side. Top of the key, shot is up and off. No good for the Cardinal. Ball goes out of bounds, and its whistle stops the action. This one's going to go against Grants Pass, I believe. No foul. Jackson Bigby picks up the foul. That's his fourth, and he's their leading scorer. So Bigby, number one goes to the sideline. That's Bigby. That's Bigby's fourth. He wasn't the leading scorer. Overby is the leading scorer. So inbounds play in the backcourt against full court pressure. Comes from McLean to ball stolen away by the Cardinals. Bigby lays it up and in. Overby gets his sixth field goal. He's got 20 points in the basketball game so far. Inbounds play to DeShane. Up quickly to Bruner. Bruner's pass stolen away. Turnovers by the Cavemen again. Making a difference here on the right-hand side. Ball out front to Heisley. Shot is up and off. No good. This rebound controlled by McIntosh. Hits the floor on the run. 3-on-2 break. Right-hand side goes all the way. Lays one up. Off. No good. Bruner rebounds. Brings the ball right back out to McLean. Right-hand side to DeShane. Back to McLean. Left-hand side. Then to McIntosh. Wing left. Looking down low for Bruner. As ball slapped away by Overby out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. From the end line. 19 seconds left on the shot clock. McLean will make the inbounds play as the Cavemen go into their formation. Looks like they'll put a box around the key also. Breaking out of that, the ball comes out front then to Bruner. Bruner gives the handoff to McLean. Goes to the top of the key. Right-hand side to DeShane on the wing. Back out front to McIntosh between the circles. Right-hand side to DeShane. Drives to the wing. Stops. Loses the dribble there. Back out front to McLean. Lobs it down low to nobody. Out of bounds. Another turnover for Grants Pass. 38-32. 3:48 to play here in the third. The Cavemen trail by six. It's going to be Cardinal basketball. Morgan had been getting a breather. He comes back in and Rosetta sits down. And the inbounds play comes from Overby in the backcourt quickly to that Margulis. Margulis on the drive all the way. Kicks it in the corner. Bounce pass down low to Heisler. Ball slapped away and good defense by Morgan. It's still going to be off of... Oh, no, it was off Heisler. So the Cavemen get it back. DeShane will make the inbounds play. Still against full court pressure. 38-32, 3:39 to play. This Cardinal team has been pressuring most of the night. Showing a 2-2-1 right now. With four in the backcourt and one back defending. I'm not sure what the holdup is. The officials are talking to the scorers table. Perhaps about the shot clock. It's at 35 now. DeShane will make the inbounds play. goes right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse back to Morgan. Morgan up to McLean, right at the timeline, over to DeShane. DeShane has a lane, drives all the way, kicks it right-hand side to Bruner. Goes up with a shot that is blocked by Heisler. Heisler drags a pivot foot, no whistle. Ball comes right back out to the number two. It's Margulis, right-hand side, stops in the wing, out front to Heisler. Down low to Overby. Overby double-teamed, right-hand side, loses the basketball, picked up, though, by DeShane. DeShane holds on, draws a double-team, out to Morgan quickly. Morgan waits for DeShane to clear. He does to the right-hand side. Double-teamed at the timeline, kicks the ball quickly to Morgan, back out to DeShane. DeShane, left-hand side to McLean. McLean shovels right-hand side quickly to Bruner, back out front to McLean, down low to Morgan, working against their big guy. Morgan gets inside, has the ball slapped away from behind, but picked up by DeShane on the wing right. Back out front to McLean, between the circles to Jesse, left-hand side on the wing. Jesse drives at the top key, tries to back down in. Loose basketball picked up by the Cardinals, and I think timeout called by the Cardinal. 38-32 the score, 2:37 to play here in the third period, and we'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Oh, welcome back. The Cavemen here in the third period, down by 6, 38-32 to the Lincoln Cardinal. Once again, it's been a game of runs. Each team will put together a run, and usually at the cost of the other team's turnovers. So the Cavemen send back out Jesse, Morgan, Bruner, McLean, and DeShane. Basically, the starting five tonight have played most of the minutes. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Token pressure. DeShane's in the backcourt, pushing Margulis as Overby gets the ball inbounds to Margulis. Then Margulis drives, comes out top of the key, moves off to the left-hand side. DeShane with him stride for stride, surrounds him now. Back out to Overby, top of the key, and travels, trying to get by the defense of Bruner. Caveman get the basketball back, and the official will bring it over to the sidelines, just in front of the Cardinal bench, and McLean will make the inbounds play once again against full court pressure. And the ball comes in quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta to McLean. Out front then to Jesse, right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane fakes one way, then puts the ball on the floor himself, left-hand side to Jesse, right-hand side to McLean. Pardon me, check that on the drive. That's Morgan all the way. And a whistle before he got the shot up, I believe. And the number 42 is Fourteen Bell, 42. I don't have a 42 on my roster. We'll double check that one, see if we can't find out here. 42. Benjamin Chaikin off the reserve. The ball left hand side. Ball goes to Jesse. Jesse tied up, and a jump ball called on the alternate possession rule. It'll belong to the Cardinal basketball team. Four fouls whistled so far on the Cardinal in this quarter. Cardinal on the drive. Margulis brings it down. Goes in the corner, left-hand side. Back out to Margulis on the wing left. Lobs it right-hand side. Shot is up and off. Misses everything right into the hands of Jesse. Outlet goes to DeShane, right-hand side. Long pass down to McLean. He's got room right to the basket. Lays it over the front edge of the rim. And McLean gets his fourth field goal. He's got 10 points in the basketball game. He's in double figures. Two made a double figures for the Cavemen. It's a four-point game from the free throw line. Shot is up and good by Overby. Overby now with 22 points in the basketball game. Turnover by the Cavemen again. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound comes out. Finally controlled by Rosetta. Rosetta pumps once, gets the ball finally up to McLean. Ball right-hand side to Jesse. Chases it down corner, right-hand side. Shouts for three. It's good for Jesse. And that's the three-point. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. Timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard. 110 to play. It is 40-37. Grants Pass down by 3. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
We identified number 42, came off the JV roster, wasn't listed on the varsity roster. He's a junior at 6'4", Benjamin Chaikan, C-H-A-I-K-A-N. But 110 on the clock tap here in the third period. Grants Pass down by 3, 40-37 to the Lincoln Cardinal. Been a battle all the way, back and forth. Inbounds play for the Cardinals, far into the floor from the end line. Overby gets the ball inbounds quickly to number 4. That's Carney. Carney brings the ball down right-hand side. Kicks the ball back out front to Overby. Overby top of the key, goes left-hand side. Carney pumps once. On the wing, in goes to the corner. Shot is up. Deflected. Short. No good. Rebound finally controlled by Morgan. Morgan outlet to Jesse. Long pass down quickly to McLean. McLean pumps once. Hard to the glass. And McLean hits it again. And transition. He's got 12 points there. And it's a one-point game. 40-39. Overby right-hand side. Buries it again. And Overby picks up his 8th field goal. 24 points in the basketball game for that young man. Inbounds play comes to Jesse. Long pass down right-hand side to DeShane with less than 30 seconds in the third period. DeShane right front court with the basketball, 24 seconds. Shot clock is off. Ball out front now to Jesse. Jesse controls the basketball. Looks right-hand side. Ball deflected. McLean tips it right-hand side to Bruner. Back out to Morgan. Lays one up. Off, no good. Heisler pulls the ball down for the Cardinal. Back right-hand side. Lead pass up right-hand side. Back out front to Overby at the free throw line. His jumper's up, off, and a whistle stops the action with 2.7 seconds left. The shot was no good. Foul will be against the Cavemen. Let's see. Rosetta. So Rosetta will pick up his 3rd of the night. 2.7 seconds left at the free throw line will be Overby. Tanner Overby, who is 8-for-8 from the charity stripe, all in the first period. Shot is up. Good. 25 points for that young man. Bruner checks back in, and Rosetta sits back down for the last 2.7 seconds of this period. Brought to you once again by our good friends at Evergreen Federal Bank. Second shot is up and good. Perfect from the free throw line in 10 attempts. Long baseball throw down for Jesse. Jesse puts one up at the buzzer, and it's good. So Jesse, as time expires, it is 44-41 at the end of three periods of play. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
What brings warmth and cheer this December? It's the festive offerings at Diamond Home Improvement. Discover delightful surprises for your DIY enthusiast. Explore Diamond Home Improvement's Platinum Traeger dealership, where the chef in your home can unwrap the magic of grilling. Add flavor to your celebrations with premium barbecue rubs and sauces. Visit their steel dealership for power tools and explore Diamond Home Improvement stocking stuffers for the entire family. From cozy gloves to hand tools, camping accessories, and more. Your season for joy is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Fourth period brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. You hungry? Home of great pizza on Megan Drive or Williams Highway. Call them at 471-546-2133. Tell me you want that big triple to 16-inch or what? Oh, yeah, it's good. They'll have it to you before this game is over. Well, pretty close. Pretty close. Give them a call. Abby's Pizza, 476-2133. As for their special, it's a good one. That's the triple, I think. I think they still got the triple on. Although it's December, they may have a new one out. We'll double-check on that one and get it to you. 44-41 right now, the score. Final 8 minutes on the clock here. Coming to you on KLDR, Fruitdale, Harbeck, Grants Pass, Oregon. Caveman start the third or fourth period, throwing the ball into DeShane in the backcourt. Crosses the forecourt right at the center of the big white circle there with GP in the middle of it. Goes left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse way out on the wing, left-hand side, back out to McLean, top of the key. And he buries the three from 22. His second three of the night. He's got 15 in the basketball game. Lead pass goes right-hand side then. Back out front then to Heisler. Heisler, ball stolen away, loose left-hand side, but it'll go back to the Cardinals. Bruner was there contesting. We are tied at 44 on the three. So the fourth period, this game's going to be won or lost right here. Lincoln gets the ball in, bounced to Overby out front. Overby looks to attack. Bruner draws his number. Stops him at the high post. Ball gives the ball off right-hand side to Margolis, who drives, lays one up, off, no good. Rebound, Heisler. Stripped, though, by Morgan when he came back down. Off to Bruner. Lead pass down to McLean. McLean loses the ball out of bounds, but saves it back in to Overby for the Cardinals. Back while one on three goes to the right-hand side. Goes to the baseline. Shot is up. The shot is good. And a foul call. Number 44. Jesse, that'll be his third. And at the free throw line, is that Overby again? Shot is up and good. 29 points. Inbounds play comes to Morgan, top of the key. Lead pass out to DeShane, right-hand side, across the timeline, into the forecourt. Out front then to Jesse between the circles. Moves to the left-hand side, gives the ball off to Morgan. Morgan has room on the baseline, goes right-hand side to Bruner. Draws a double team out front, rolls the ball up to McLean, who elevates from the free throw line. Off, no good. Rebound finally controlled by DeShane out on the wing as it bounced around to about four different players. DeShane brings it way out front now, 6:41, 30 seconds on the shot clock. It's running. On the right-hand side against man-to-man defense now. They feed it high post to Morgan. Looks down the lane for a cutter. Back right-hand side to McLean. He fires again. He's had the hot hand lately. Rebound taken down by Heisler. He's surrounded, though, by Morgan. The outlet goes to Overby, left-hand side. Overby into the forecourt for the Cardinal. On the wing left. Elevates from 18 feet. Misses. Ball comes out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass ball. 47-44. Grants Pass again down by three. 6:18 to play in the contest. Carney comes out for the Cardinal. Will pick. Let's see, I think that's Santa Maria in. Inbounds play comes to McLean. McLean then to Morgan, still in the backcourt. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Leads it over right-hand side to McLean into the forecourt. Out front then to DeShane in the center circle. DeShane lets the caveman get set. Got a double high post. Ball bounced past right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner elevates from 18, and it's good for Bruner. And Bruner picks up his 20th point in the basketball game. It's 47-46. Grants Pass down by one. DeShane showing heavy pressure in the backcourt, all the way into the forecourt for the Cardinal. Ball deflected down low and saved off. Tried to get it to Heisler. McLean got in the way, got it to Morgan. Morgan gets the ball out to McLean all alone. Two on one break. Lobs it down low for Bruner, who stuffs it home. And Bruner now with 23 points in the basketball game. The Caveman up by one, 48-47, 5:30 to play. Cardinal back on the attack, right-hand side. Margolis has the basketball on the wing, right-hand side. Back out front to Overby. Squared against Bruner. Drives, shoots. It's good. Overby with 31 points in the basketball game. Inbounds play goes to Morgan. Morgan back to Jesse into the forecourt. Lobs it right-hand side. Deflected, but out of bounds by the Cardinal. They say it's still going to be Cardinal ball. Bruner or Morgan must have touched it high in the air. It's 49-48 now as he goes seesaw back and forth. The Cardinals have the one-point lead and the basketball. Overby in the backcourt gets the inbounds play from Margolis. Margolis crosses the timeline, drives to the right-hand side on the wing, and is tripped up by McIntosh. Inadvertent trip. So McIntosh will pick up his first of the night. Second team foul for Grants Pass here in the period. Grants Pass has two this period, and the Cardinal have none. Inbounds play for the Cardinal from the sideline, just in front of the Scores bench goes to Overby. Bullet pass down low to Heisler. Heisler being fronted by Morgan, and Morgan will draw this foul. I believe that's the call. So that'll be the second on Morgan and the third team foul on Grants Pass here in the fourth period. 4:52 to play once again. No one and ones, but each period, once again the fifth foul, you'll get two shots. Inbounds play for the Cardinal. Comes from the end line this time as they put a picket fence along the baseline. Breaking out of that picket fence way out front. They'll lob the ball way out front quickly to number one. That's Bigby. Ball right-hand side. Bigby drives. Surrounded there by Morgan. Kicks the ball out on the wing to Margolis. Out front then to Overby for three from the top of the key. Nails it. This kid is on fire. He hasn't missed all night. About 34 points in the contest right now. Ball comes back right-hand side to Bruner. Lead pass out quickly to McIntosh. Lets the traffic clear. Puts one up. That is good. And McIntosh gets his second field goal. He's got four in the basketball game. It's a two-point game. Graveman trailed by 2:52 to 50. Cardinal have the basketball in the hands of Margolis. Out front to Overby. Overby, top of the key. Spins. Kicks the ball out to Margolis. Top of the key. Slides to the left-hand side. Goes in the corner left. Looks back out front to Heisler, the big guy between the circles. Forces the ball inside. Picked up by Morgan to Jesse. Lead pass out quickly to McIntosh. Drops the ball back, but it's controlled by the Cardinal. Picked up by Heisler. Gives the ball up to Margolis. Left-hand side. Slides down. Back to Heisler. Wants to go all the way down. Trips and goes over the man. Morgan was in the way. I'm not sure which way this call will go. It's going against Morgan. No, player control. So it'll go against Heisler, I believe. So timeout has been called. Timeout on the floor. Look at the score. With 3:54 to play, it is 52-50. Grants Pass down by two. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Cape Man timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Welcome back, everyone. Football update. The Huskies have retaken the lead 27-24 in the fourth period with 5 minutes to play in the Pac-12 championship game. Being heard on KAJO right now. You're listening to KLDR Radio here. Caveman Basketball's home opener here. Hosting the Lincoln Cardinal, and it's a close one, 52-50. Grants Pass down by two with 3:54 to play. When play is resumed, it'll be Caveman basketball inbounds from the inline, far into the floor. McLean gets the ball inbounds to DeShane, draws a double team instantly, tries to drive through it, kicks the ball back over to Morgan. Morgan looks for help and gets the ball up to DeShane at the timeline into the forecourt quickly, then backs away, waits for the Caveman to get set. Caveman are set now, double low post. Ball out front, bounce pass right-hand side to a Bruner. Bruner head fakes, gets into the paint. Folks, one up. That is good. And Bruner, he's a scoring machine tonight. About 24 points in the basketball game. Quickly, Overby brings the ball back for the Cardinal. Top of the key. Kicks the ball right-hand side. In the corner. Ball on the wing then to Margolis. Left-hand side to number one. Down low to Heisler. And he is fouled from behind by Morgan. Morgan protests his innocence. Methinks he protests too much. He's saying that Heisler was controlling him with the elbow. Morgan will pick up his third. That is the fourth team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman here in the fourth period. McIntosh checks out. Jesse is back in, so we've got Jesse, Bruner, Morgan, DeShane, and McLean on the floor. The pass goes out front quickly to Margolis. Margolis drives to the right-hand side, stops at the top of the key, launches a three, and it's good for Margolis. His first three of the night. Bounce pass right-hand side. Ball looped over to DeShane. DeShane on the drive. Lead pass up to McLean right-hand side. Drives in. Floats one up. Then McLean answers. McLean with 17 points in the basketball game. 55-54. It's a one-point game. Still the Cardinal with the basketball and a one-point lead. Give the ball to the big guy, Heisler. Backs away from Morgan's defense. Lobs it left-hand side. Ball slapped away and saved. Bounce pass back into Upton. Down low. Shot is up, off, and good. How did he get that one up and down? So Overby gets it. The ball is good. And that's the fourth foul on Luke Morgan, but that's the fifth foul on the Grants Pass Caveman. So Mr. Overby goes to the free throw line. 26, 36, 37 points so far tonight. Wow. Didn't miss a free throw. 11-11, and now he is. He missed. So he's 11 of 12 right now, so he is human. Ball stolen away. Loose ball in the backcourt. Picked up by Overby. Lays it up and in again. 38 points in the basketball game. Ball comes back over to Morgan. To McLean, left-hand side, to DeShane, to Jesse, who stuffs it home. And Jesse comes right back. He's got 11 in the basketball game. 59-56, 2 minutes on the clock. Overby brings the ball back down for the Cardinal. Adds the ball off to Margolis out front. Left-hand side in the corner quickly to Bigby. Bigby to Margolis, left-hand side. Drives across the top of the key to the right-hand side. Elevates, 12-footer right-hand side. It's off, no good. High for the rebound is Jesse. Jesse was left-hand side, flips the ball out to Bruner. Bruner, left-hand side to McLean, into the forecourt quickly. McLean drives, gets in the paint. Floats one up to the right-hand side. Draws the foul. He'll go to the free-throw line for a couple. And this foul called on number three, Santa Maria. His first foul, second team foul on the Cardinal. So it'll be Grant, no free throws yet. So it'll be Grants Pass basketball inbounds from the sidelines right in front of his own bench. McLean will make the play as they put a three-man screen out front. They break out of that quickly. They tried to get the ball to Morgan, but they stepped in front of Morgan, picked up. Ball comes right-hand side. Back out front quick to the Heisler. The 6'10 man goes right-hand side on the wing to Margolis. The upset left-hand side, then down low to Overby. Overby pumps once, gets Bruner up in the air. No good. Whistle stops the action. Going to be Cardinal basketball. I think they came and just slapped the ball out of bounds. Three-point game, 59-56 right now. Timeout on the floor. A minute 25 to play. Look at the scoreboard. Shows the Caveman down by three. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Klauser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Klauser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Klauser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Klauser Drilling.
59-56, Grants Pass down by three with a minute and a quarter to left to play. It's a minute 25. First game of the year. And the Cavemen send out DeShane, Bruner, McLean, Morgan, and Jesse. Starting five. Last minute, 25 seconds here, trying to close a three-point deficit against a tough Cardinal team. Tanner Overby, he's tough. Overby gets the ball out front, down low quickly to the big guy. Heisler goes up with a shot and a foul called against Grants Pass. That'll be shots this time. And it's Morgan. Is that his fifth? That's his fifth. And the sixth team foul. So Morgan fouls out with 1:22 left to play in the contest. So he's had a tough night. Didn't score, didn't get to the free throw line. Lots of contact. And Jordan Rosetta, the freshman, comes in at 6'4". 59-56 at the free throw line. Their big guy, Evan Heisler, 2-for-2 so far tonight, has 4 points in the basketball game. This shot is up and good. This is an incredible free throw shooting team. They've only missed one so far. 11-12-14-15. 15 out of 16, not bad. Inbounds play comes to DeShane. He's stripped to the basketball. They give it right back, and then Jesse tries to get it right back, and they're saying it's Cardinal basketball. Evidently, the whistle stopped before some of those turnovers happened. 61-56 the score right now with 1:16 to play. Cardinals get the ball inbounds their end of the floor. They put a picket fence along the court. Ball comes way out to Overby right-hand side. Then a three-point shot from the wing on the right-hand side. Misses everything. Scrambled for the basketball right now. The Cardinals get it. Loose basketball. Outlet pass is contested. Picked up by Bruner. Outlet comes to McLean. Lead pass up to Jesse right-hand side on the wing. Has room. Didn't take the shot. Looks for help. Goes to corner right-hand side. Bruner will, though. Shot is up for three. Off. No good. Long rebound comes out of bounds left-hand side. And it's going to be Cardinal basketball. 52 seconds left. Caveman down by 5, 61-56. Inbounds play comes to Overby. Overby on the drive through traffic. Goes left-hand side on the wing. Man puts the ball on the floor. Gives it up to Margolis. Out front again to Overby. Top of the key. Right-hand side then. Man slides to the corner. Back out to Margolis. And Margolis passes the ball to Jesse, who happens to be wearing a different colored uniform, but a whistle stops the action. Zach DeShane draws the foul this time. So that'll be his first of the night. And going to the free throw line, Isaac Margolis. 1-for-1 from the free throw line so far tonight. Shot is up, and this one's off. No good. So that's the second miss. And got that one. Inbounds play in the backcourt to McLean, to Bruner, up quickly to Jesse. 31 seconds left on the clock. Jesse, top of the key. Slides to the right-hand side, and a whistle stops the action. Head coach Jesse wants his charges over there. Doing a lot of coaching right now. 27 seconds left, and we'll take this timeout for 1 minute. We'll be right back.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back, everyone. 27 seconds left here in the fourth period in the first game of the season for the Grants Pass Cavemen. They trail right now by 6, 62-56 to the Lincoln Cardinal. The play is resumed. I believe it's going to be Grants Pass basketball inbounds. From in front of their own bench, McLean will make the play, and they'll get it to Rosetta. Rosetta, left-hand side on the wing, hands the ball to Jesse. Jesse turns, drives left-hand side, elevates it, gets in the paint, puts it up and in, and Jesse gets his 13th point of the basketball game. On the drive back, Overby is stopped by a whistle and a foul. This one going to be against number 15, Peyton Bruner gets his second of the night. Going to the free throw line, number 5. This is his 13th attempt. It's up and good. So he is 12 of 13 and has one more shot coming. It's up and off. No good. 13-15. Inbounds play deflected and goes out of bounds. It's still going to be Cardinal basketball with 11 seconds left. 63-58 the score. Inbounds play coming from the sideline just in front of the scorer's bench into the backcourt quickly to Overby. Overby into the forecourt. He's running around trying to kill this final 8 seconds, and a whistle stopped as I think DeShane got him trying to reach in from behind. Let's check that. That's the call. So DeShane will pick up his second and put Overby back on the free throw line for his 15th attempt. Shot is up and good. So he is 13-15 now. I mean, I'm drawing circles on my score sheet here. Rosetta checks in. McIntosh sits down. Put him in for rebounding. He's 6'4". Strong young freshman. Going to see a lot of him. Shot is up and good. So he's 14-16. Long baseball throw down to Jesse from the corner. Steps out from beyond the arc. Launches a three that's off at the buzzer. And that's the way the game will end, with the Cavemen losing 65-58. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us here as we'll recap this one. Once again, final score 65-58 in favor of the Lincoln Cardinal here. Fourth quarter was brought to you by Abby's Pizza. Time to recap the tonight's stats courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. First of all, for the Lincoln Cardinals, they led the first period by 6, 17-11. Actually lost the second period 14-13 to make it 30-25 at the half. They still led by 5. They led 44-41 at the end of three periods when they were outscored by 2, 16-14 in the third period by the Cavemen. But they dominated the fourth period, winning 21-17 to make the final score 65-58. Their scoring came on 21 field goals, 3 three-pointers. They were 20 of 23 from the free throw line. That's over 86%. And we'll whistle for it. Well, I don't have a foul count on it. I'll get that for you in a moment or two. The Grants Pass Cavemen numbers, they scored 24 field goals, 5 three-pointers. They were 4 of 5 from the free throw line, and that's right at 80%. So for the Indoor Airman, we'll run down some individual numbers. But first of all, we're going to welcome head coach Joel Jesse to the microphones of KAJO. Coach, welcome. was a game of up and down. Each team seemed to get a run. Sometimes your guys played very well. Sometimes they didn't play well at all.
Well, they you know, Chuck, at the beginning of the game, we talked about the key factors of winning the basketball game. One was rebounding, remember?
Yeah, right.
And then the second was turnovers. Turnovers killed us tonight. Yeah. Our guys did not do what we practiced. They didn't do when the pressure came. They didn't execute what we were talking about it before the game. After the game, they kept throwing the ball to the middle right underneath the hoop, and that we probably gave them at least 12 points right in front of our hoop by throwing the ball away to Luke and or to Zach. So that was the biggest key. And then the other key is number 5 dropped 41 points, and we knew he was good. We just didn't know he was that good. 41 points is the most points I've ever allowed any player against my team.
And he hit some incredible shots.
He missed one shot tonight.
Yeah.
It was that free throw.
Yeah.
He hit everything tonight. Like, he literally, I'll look at the stats, and I think he missed one shot tonight, Chuck.
Mm-hmm. I had him missing 2 free throws.
Okay. Well, two free throws, but...
out of 16.
But, yeah, you know, so he was a pretty big X factor. We, you know, when they have a 6'10" guy, when they put him in the high post, it's really hard for us to... You know, to leave guys wide open on the outside. We did that a couple of times, and they hit some shots, so we made that adjustment, and that's just the way the cookie crumbles. You can't let one guy drop 41 points on you.
Okay, well, lesson learned. On the positive side, we saw some incredible athleticism from Mr. Bruner tonight and some big scoring.
Yeah, Peyton honestly should be our best player every night and has the capability of doing so, you know. He did a phenomenal job tonight, and I've been challenging him quite a bit, and he rose to the occasion tonight. I really appreciate the way he fired and all that type of stuff. So,
2 other players in double figures tonight, McLean, and he got the hot hand there for a while.
That was in the first half. Yeah. He was pretty hot, and then second half kind of cooled off a little bit. Right. He missed some easier shots. Yeah. Then
Jesse also on double figures.
Yeah, you know, Jaden needs to do a better job at being a little bit stronger with the ball. He's best at going towards the rim. That's kind of his forte. Shooting is not, you know, one of his strengths. It's getting to the rim and stuff like that. So, you know, when he's having to do something else, you know, he kind of struggles a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, the biggest thing, Chuck, tonight was turnovers. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Turnovers, and we let one guy drop 41. That was our biggest problem.
All right. One more quick question here. We saw a freshman get more minutes usually than we've ever seen a freshman before. Mr. Rosetta, of course, used to some varsity experience on the football field on the gridiron and didn't perform too badly tonight.
No. Jordan's biggest next step is to get stronger. Little bit quicker laterally, you know. He's probably one of the smartest kids on the floor. His IQ is really good. He made a couple of turnovers, crucial turnovers, but for the most part, he does a pretty good job at balancing things out and seeing the floor. We just had a lot of careless turnovers, out of bounds plays from the sideline. There, I mean, if we clean some of that up, like every time we got within 2 or we tied or we're up by 2, we just coughed the ball up a little bit. So I think our guys relaxed a little bit because they felt comfortable, and they need to. We're not good enough yet to be able to relax and get comfortable.
Tomorrow night, Sherwood Bowman. They're getting some respect statewide here early. Coaches poll have them 10th in the state.
Yeah.
And they're at South Medford tonight. Have you heard anything about that score yet?
No, their game should be done because, yeah, you know, they started at 6:30 because we're doing team dinners with Sherwood, Lincoln, and our team. So here, and so they thought that would be fun just to have a bunch of basketball kids get together at the end of the game, even though they competed and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't know what happened to that game. But Sherwood's tough. Raheem Tufts is a great coach. He runs a great program. I have a lot of respect for him and what he does, and he's a great guy. And, you know, I expect them to give us their best tomorrow and compete hard with us, and we'll see what we can do and see if we can not turn the ball over as much and be able to relax a little bit.
Will you have any time with your youngsters before tomorrow's game, or just let this one go?
I think there'll be time to do that. We've already scouted Sherwood and Lincoln. We had film on them, you know, from their jamborees that they did Wednesday night. So I think we feel confident enough to where we can just kind of let the boys decompress a little bit since the game's, you know, it's the game's at 3 o'clock tomorrow. And so I think we'll just have a little bit of a break and let them decompress, rest their bodies, and be able, you know, we'll meet in here, probably do a little bit of a shoot around to let them go home for lunch and come back. So,
all right, Coach, thank you very much. Appreciate your time here. Yep.
All right, take care.
Head Coach Joel Jesse here on KAJO Radio, pardon me, on KLDR Radio. And we'll continue right after this word from our good friends at the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down, first of all, for the Lincoln Cardinals, some individual numbers. And the one that, well, there's one big number here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 field goals. 1 3-pointer for Tanner Overby. He was unofficially 15 of 17 from the free throw line. I had him for 42 points. Coach said officially he was 41. That's certainly possible as we play ourselves into shape, too. Let's take a look at the Grants Pass Cavemen, first of all, for Jordan Rosetta, the freshman. We talked about him a little bit. Picked up 3 fouls tonight. John Broman picked up a single foul. Tyler McIntosh, 2 field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. Zachary Deshane picked up a couple of fouls. Jaden Jesse had, 5 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 2 for 4 at the free throw line. That's 13 points tonight and 2 fouls. Gavin McLean, 7 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers, 17 points tonight and a single foul. Luke Morgan did not score, get to the free throw line. Lots of contact, lots of effort underneath, 5 fouls, fouled out with a minute 22 to play. Gavin McLean, I gave you Gavin McLean's number, and Peyton Brunner, 2, 4, 6. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 3 for 3 at the free throw line, 24 points for Peyton Brunner tonight, and 2 fouls. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's to scoring summary. Curtis here, our good friends at the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Tonight's player of the game is brought to you by our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. As we said before, there are lots of things to go into picking out the player of the game, and it's not always scoring, although scoring does enter into it. There's assists to be considered. There's rebounds to be considered. There's effort put forth on the floor. There's how big a factor you were in the game. And we've made a decision on that, and we'll tell you about that when we come back right after this from Valvoline.
What brings warmth and cheer this December? It's the festive offerings at Diamond Home Improvement. Discover delightful surprises for your DIY enthusiast. Explore Diamond Home Improvement's Platinum Traeger dealership, where the chef in your home can unwrap the magic of grilling. Add flavor to your celebrations with premium barbecue rubs and sauces. Visit their steel dealership for power tools and explore Diamond Home Improvement stocking stuffers for the entire family. From cozy gloves to hand tools, camping accessories, and more. Your season for joy is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, we have looked at our score sheet and recapped what has happened on the floor in front of us. And there's no question about tonight with the athletic moves that we saw, both rebounding and playing defense and having been charged with guarding the toughest player on the floor for the Lincoln Cardinals. Our tip of the hat and our player of the game goes to Peyton Bruner tonight. Congratulations, Peyton, once again with 24 points in the contest, the leading scorer for the Grants Pass Cavern. Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you very much for joining us here on KLDR tonight. Once again, we'll be back on KJO tomorrow afternoon when we bring you the Sherwood and Grants Pass game. That tips off at 3 o'clock. That's the scheduled time. There is a there's a JV game just prior to that. So that time is tentative. We'll be on the air about 30 minutes prior to that, sometime after 2:30. Keep your dial set on KAJO Radio. We hope you'll join KJO, KLDR, and KRRM tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock as it's Kids Day. In conjunction with the Grants Pass Active Club, we'll be asking for your generosity to help out some not-so-fortunate families here at Christmas time. Well, for Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, Executive Producer Carl Wilson, I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight, the Lincoln Cardinals 65, the Grants Pass Cavemen 58. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited. KLDR.